What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're going to be talking about what do narcissists think when you ignore them? When you ignore a narcissistic person. I know it made you think, didn't it? If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Boom. Welcome back, folks. Yes. The mind of a narcissist when you ignore them. Before we hop into today's episode, y'all, join my mailing list, my very first course, Understanding the Seven Stages of a Narcissistic Relationship, is coming out this week. Newsletter, email list link is in the description of every video I post. But yes, y'all, yes. Ooh. Ignoring a narcissist. Huh.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's just start off by saying this. They don't like it. Most narcissistic people do not like being ignored. They hate it. It can drive them crazy, because if you're ignoring me, that means that the way my mind works is, if you're ignoring me, that means you're entertaining someone else. That can be damn near the only reason why you would ignore me is if you have someone else. That's where a narcissist's mind goes all the time, y'all. It automatically goes to you having someone else, because that empowers them right there. That makes them feel a certain type of way right there. Because, like, it just allows them to escape any type of accountability. It's just like, well, you must have someone else. And no reason, because you can move on so quickly. That's why I have someone else. That's why I started a new relationship. That's why I'm doing this. That's why I'm doing that. That's where their mind goes right there, y'all. That's literally that's where their mind goes in this space. They automatically go to the fact that they automatically think you have someone else, you know? And when you ignore them, they try to a lot of times when you ignore narcissists, they try to force their way back into your life. You know, they'll send you a picture of a hospital bracelet or something like that. Just like, you know, or they'll post it online trying to get somebody to reach out to you. Can't believe I'm here right now. Can't believe I'm not feeling too good. Wish I had somebody by my side. Or they'll just take a picture of a hospital bracelet, you know, or a picture like they have some tubes in their nose. And it's just like a picture like they have some tubes in their nose, and it's really just some AirPods, you know, or some the AirPods, the headphones with the wire in them. It makes it look like it. You know what I mean? They sit over there in the hospital with the cable in their nose like this, trying to make it seem like they need some help, because they want you to stop ignoring them. They want you to reach out. They want to see if you still care. They want to see if you still be there. They want to see if they still have access to you. You know, they're planting seeds. Don't take the bait. Because when you take the bait of narcissists and toxic people, this is what happens. This is the end result of taking the damn bait. Like, seriously, that's why I try to tell as many people as I possibly can to not take the bait. Because once you do, that's when they get you, y'all. Let's just be realistic. Let's just keep it hot and ready. When you take the bait, they think they still always have access to you. They hate being ignored, y'all. They hate it. You know, I know blocking and ignoring, like most narcissists hate being blocked more than being ignored, but ignored sets them off. you know, being ignored, just like, okay, I can still see what you have going on, but you're not, you know, you're not acknowledging my existence. They feel entitled to your acknowledgement of their existence. Like, you have to acknowledge my existence because I'm me. I don't care how I treated you. You shouldn't ignore me. And then, look, this is what some narcissists will say during this period right here, y'all. They'll just say, hey, look, I know I cheated on you. I know I put my hands on you. I know I stole from you. I know I manipulated. I know I lied to you. I know I gaslighted you, but I never ignored you. What you're doing right now is much more worse than what I did to you. Much worse than what I did to you. I would never ignore you. And look at you ignoring me. Wow. You see? They'll try to make it seem like you are doing them worse than they did you by you just ignoring them. How ignorant does that sound, y'all? You know, how ignorant does that sound? Like, I hate it. I used to hate when my, y'all know I had a narcissistic ex. I hate when she ignored me. We used to work together. Yeah, we worked together. I hate talking about this. I hate talking about this woman, but I need to sometimes, you know, because it helps me heal. But it really just, you know, we work with somebody, y'all dating or whatever, and then y'all just, she ignoring you. You know, only talk to you when they need help with a customer and so it just sucks being ignored. I know it gets on your nerves, you know, and it did turn out that she did have someone else. But yeah, that's part of it, y'all. I sound bitter. Like, you sound bitter. Like, you sound like you're hurt. I am. It did hurt. Damn. I'm allowed to hurt. You allowed to hurt. I'm allowed to hurt too, damn it. But yeah, that's how it goes. That's why I do seriously want y'all to win. Like, I'm rooting for every single one of y'all out there. So if you're ignoring a narcissist, you might want to transition to blocking them. I know everybody can't ignore them, but everybody can't block them because you might have kids together. It might be court ordered or whatever. But they, like I said, when you ignore them, they are going to try to get a reaction from you. You know, you want to transition to that blocking, because blocking is the final step in healing most times. But they hate being ignored too. Like I said, I hate being ignored. But like, some of them will pop up at your job. They will try to force engagement. They will try to force you not to ignore them. They'll pop up at your job because they feel like they're entitled to. They'll stalk you. They'll follow you in your car. They might not even say anything to you. They might just be following behind you. You know, you might be going to work in the morning and you see them outside, and they'll just sitting out. They'll sitting outside or whatever, looking at you. You know, they sit outside. That's how I try. They're sitting outside your house, just looking at you like, what up? You know, just messing with you, trying to get into your head, trying to get into your mind brain. I got a mind brain. Trying to get into your head. That's what they do. That's part of it, y'all. Like, I so want everybody to win. I so want everybody to have this experience where you're growing and healing and thriving and whatnot. But like, they will try to pop up on you. They'll try to get scary. You might have to file harassment charges, or, you know, go down to the police department. If you don't want to file charges, just go open up a file. Some police departments I hear will let you come open up a file. Just say, hey, look, I feel like I'm being stalked. I don't want to press charges right now because it might set them off. I just need to let y'all know what's going on. I think some departments will let you do that because they hate being ignored, y'all. Some of them will react very, very negatively when they're being ignored. You know, they'll start reaching out to your family members and friends. I just want to make sure that you're okay. I want to make sure that the dog that I never cared about when we were together, I want to make sure Fido is okay. The cat that I kicked a couple of times that hates me, that will hiss at me when I walk by, I just want to make sure that cat didn't get out. I haven't heard from you. Just let me know that you're safe. Please, please let me know you're safe. You are safe, y'all. You know, sometimes, like I said, sometimes you might have to send, if you are planning on trying to get a restraining order, sometimes you might have to send that final message saying, hey, please leave me alone. You know, you have to put it out there into the universe that you've asked this person to leave you alone, right? Because sometimes it doesn't work. It doesn't happen that way. Sometimes, like, if you don't have the evidence, people will like, dot your I's and cross your T's. But also, y'all, remember earlier I said some narcissists, well, most narcissists hate being ignored. There are some narcissistic people that will, this is a rarity right here, but there are some narcissists that take being ignored as kind of a weird badge of honor. You know what I mean? They take being ignored like they got the, and this is not, look, let me preface this by saying this. This is not me telling you to not ignore them, because at the end of the day, who cares what they think, as long as they're not trying to hurt you or harm you or something like that, right? But some narcissistic people, y'all, when you are ignoring them, they take that as a as a good thing for them. It actually builds their ego up. I know it sounds strange, but it actually builds their ego. Their ego actually amplifies, like, look, I made you ignore me. I hurt you so badly, because some narcissistic people like hurting you. Let's be real. I hurt you so bad that you're ignoring me now. You can't take anymore. I punished you enough. You can't take anymore. So, they're ignoring me. They blocked me. Yes. I triggered you so badly. I hurt you so badly that you blocked me. Yeah, I feel great. I feel amazing that I got blocked. That's the mindset of some weirdo narcissistic people. But that's them trying to justify it. You know, that's them trying to justify a lot of things, a lot of their actions, and trying to feel good about something, having something to feel good about. You know, some of them take pride in being ignored and being blocked because they know they've harmed you, or they know they've damaged you. And again, this is not me saying to unblock them or not to engage with them. Hell no, that's not what I'm saying. Y'all, don't twist my words. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that at all, right? So what I am saying is that this is the way the mind of a narcissistic person works, right? You know, it's the way the mind of a narcissist or a toxic person works. It's like how things go within that dynamic, within that space right there. Like, they hate being ignored. Most of them hate being ignored, you know, but some of them will take pride in the pain that they put you through, the suffering that they put you through. And some of them will absolutely let you know that they take pride in that. Yeah, because the mind of a narcissistic person works weird. Like being ignored, it's like you're like when you ignore them and they don't like it. The ones that don't like being ignored, it's like you're cutting off a form of supply for them. So they hate that. They hate when you cut off that supply for them. They hate when you do that type of stuff right there. You know, I'm just telling you, they absolutely hate when you cut off that supply, when you ignore them. They think you're giving your supply to someone else. You know, they think that you're giving the validation that they get from you. They think you're giving it to someone else, and they hate it with a raw, seething passion. They absolutely do. This is one of those things that they really loathe. You know what I'm saying? L-O-A-T-H-E. Loathe. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's what I'm just telling people. I tell people this all the time. I try to help people, help as many people as possible. Just because, who cares? Like, at the end of the day, how they feel when they're being ignored should not have an effect on your life. Don't let them make you feel bad for being ignored. Y'all see my cat back there. Sometimes you hate having a black cat. There's a black curtain, a black couch. He just be merging into stuff. Oh my goodness. But yeah, they hate it. It's like, it doesn't affect your life. Don't let your empathy be weaponized against you, because they will take the way that you feel about them. They will use it against you in the end. Most narcissistic people want to do anything that benefits them in some way, shape, or form, you know, and they don't want you giving your supply to someone else. Even, and it's going to sound crazy. I know every time I say this, I have to preface it, right? It's going to sound crazy. It's absolutely going to sound ignorant, but even if they have someone else, even if they have moved on or in a relationship with someone else, even if they have a new BFF or a new employee, whatever it is, whatever the role they play in your life, even if they have that, they still might hate being ignored by you. They still might feel entitled to your space. Oh, wow, you with someone else? I see how it is right now. Thought we could be friends. What? You with somebody else? Don't get me started on that, y'all. But anyway, y'all, I'm super grateful for every single one of y'all. Again, make sure y'all subscribe to the newsletter. My course is coming. I have a course, video series, and then I also have a community that I'm super active in, a healing support community as well. The community is going to be amazing, y'all. I promise you. It's a small healing. Well, it's not small. It's going to be big. But thank y'all so much for tuning in. Like, subscribe for more. Until this is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember, It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.